Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing the beginning today of the second school term in Zimbabwe. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. There are 6 months left in the U.S. presidential race between Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican candidate Donald Trump. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns looks at what is ahead for the campaigns in the run-up to Election Day.
President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have 6 months left to persuade American voters to give them a second term. Trump will spend some of that time in state or federal court answering four separate indictments on charges that include unlawful retention of national defense information and falsifying business records. He says prosecutors are interfering in the election.
Everything was legal. And they're doing this because it's for politics. They want to get Biden elected. That's the only reason.
The court appearances are reducing Trump's time campaigning, but he says what he calls a political hoax is only making him more popular with voters.
It's a terrible, terrible thing happening in our country. And hopefully, November 5th, the most important day in the history of our country, in my opinion, that's called Election Day. Hopefully it's going to change because these people are destroying our country.
The Republican Party last nominated Trump for president at its semi-virtual 2020 convention in North Carolina. This year's Republican convention is in July in the state of Wisconsin. Before then, Trump will need to choose a new running mate. Among those he's believed to be considering for vice president are Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and New York Representative Elise Stefanik. As the incumbent president, Biden has the advantage of White House events to keep voters' attention on the campaign trail. Biden is becoming more pointed in his attacks on Trump while claiming credit for a stronger economy.
Construction of new factories has more than doubled in our administration. Meanwhile, Donald Trump still thinks windmills cause cancer. That's what he said. By the way, remember when he was trying to deal with COVID, he said, just inject a little bleach in your veins. He missed it. All went to his hair.
The Democratic Party last nominated Biden for president at its semi-virtual 2020 convention in Wisconsin. This year's Democratic convention is in August in the state of Illinois. Biden is running again with Vice President Kamala Harris, who's been campaigning for restoring federal abortion protections that were ended when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the case Roe v. Wade in 2022.
Donald Trump was the president who took away the protections of Roe. Joe Biden will be the president who puts the protections of Roe back in place.
Before November's Election Day, Biden and Trump are expected to debate. Both men say they're ready. No date's been set. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Today we continue with our corruption series focusing on Africa. Nigeria's banking sector is responsible for 70% of financial crimes or fraud perpetrated in the country. According to the Anti-Graft Agency, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, the agency made the assessment during a summit in March. Every year, Nigerians report tens of thousands of fraud cases to authorities. In 2021, for instance, nearly 140,000 cases were recorded, the highest in 4 years. According to EFCC, the agency said it's working to counter the trend. Timos Obiezu reports from Abuja.
In April 2021, Uche Ohiri learned about an agribusiness scheme that offered to pay up to 30% interest on investment in 4 months. She took the bait and invested $550, but the company shut down soon after and its founder vanished into thin air.
I tried to log in. I had access to the website. I could see the fund. I could see the interest, but I could not, do anything.
Like Ohiri, hundreds of investors who lost their monies reported the company to the police. But they found out via news reports that the same firm had been accused of a $70,000 bank loan fraud in connivance with corrupt bank officials. The bank in question, though, denied any wrongdoing.
It was a joke at first to me, because it has never happened to me. Okay, you guys got to be kidding me. But unfortunately, it wasn't a joke.
Fraud is on the rise in Nigeria's financial system. Nigerian institutions have lost $201 million to fraud since 2020, according to the Financial Institutions Training Center, a research and advocacy organization. Experts say growing electronic payments and less stringent verification standards are making local targets more vulnerable to fraud, and that financial institutions are often unable to thoroughly probe fraud cases due to poor information sharing and lack of coordination.
The system is designed in such a way that its attempts to address corruption is superficial. We need structural strengthening, institutional strengthening, such that not just institutional, even process strengthening, such that any conduit pipe for corruption is blocked.
The consulting firm KPMG says only 30% of Nigerian banks have fully implemented anti-fraud measures that allow mandatory verification of the customer's identity before opening an account. In 2021, the central bank asked bank customers to report unauthorized debits to its customer protection desk. Last year, President Bola Tinubu launched an anti-corruption campaign and called for support. And in January, Nigeria's Independent Corrupt Practices Commission, ICPC, and the EFCC said they are teaming up to fight corruption.
We have our own constraints, just like every other organization. But we know that as a commission, that everybody's eyes on the commission. We have been doing our best. We have a good team.
But Boti says words must be matched with action.
Corruption is systemic. Then we need a more systemic approach to fighting it. So with all of the initiatives that we have on ground, we need to begin to deploy these things in a truthful manner. So for instance, again, we have the EFCC. They need to do more beyond just picking some few persons here and there. They need to touchlight more. They need to investigate more. They need to prosecute more people.
The global financial watchdog, the Financial Action Task Force, says Nigeria has until May next year to address financial crimes, including terrorism financing, or risk being excluded from the global financing system, which would make it more difficult for Nigeria to do business and access international financing. Nigerian authorities say they'll make sure that doesn't happen. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Now back to Zimbabwe, Parliament has started nationwide consultations after the Cabinet in February agreed to abolish the death penalty to conform to international standards. Columbus Mavunga has the story from a public hearing in Bindura, Zimbabwe.
Bindura, Zimbabwe, a crime-riddled mining town about 100 kilometers from the capital Harare and the site of a recent public hearing on the death penalty. Zimbabwe's parliament hopes citizens will support the bill abolishing the death penalty for crimes such as aggravated murder and treason. Energy Mutodi heads the parliament's Justice Committee, which is leading the hearings.
The people have spoken. They are coming up with different views. Some are for the idea that the death penalty must be removed. Some are saying it must remain in the Constitution as a deterrent measure.
Those against the death penalty, like Tinei Mashone, say the punishment is too harsh and archaic.
If you look at our Constitution, it protects women from the death sentence. But we are pushing for equality. That is the basis of constitutionalism and democracy. But there is a bias there. So I am in support of the new bill. It should pass so that we can correct people. We cannot solve violence with violence.
Amnesty International says it hopes Zimbabweans support the proposed law to end the death sentence.
Once it's done, and if someone is wrongly accused, then we cannot then take that life back. Two, we are saying this law is something that is a colonial relic that came with the white colonialists, and they were using the death penalty to oppress the black majority. So we are saying, why are we still inheriting something that was being used against us as the black majority?
Some participants at the hearing said they are seeing people who killed their relatives walking scot-free. Some Zimbabweans called for imposing the death sentence on rapists and those who commit violent crimes like robbery.
I disagree, because some are pardoned after serving 5 years and released. Right now, I see the person who killed my brother walking freely. What should I do? If there is no hangman, you can hire me.
The last execution in Zimbabwe took place in 2005, and death penalty opponent President Emmerson Mnangagwa last month commuted the death row sentences for some prisoners to that of life imprisonment. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Bindura, Zimbabwe.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing the opening of schools for the second term in Zimbabwe and challenges associated with the school's opening period. Some parents say they don't have money to pay for children's fees and upkeep at boarding schools. And to discuss this issue, we are joined on the line by Mr. Patrick Zumbo, Deputy Director Communications and Advocacy for the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. Welcome to the show, Mr. Zumbo.
Good evening, Tawata. Thank you for having me.
And we are also joined by Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe President Dr. Takaba Fira Zhou. Welcome to the show, Dr. Zhou.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be one of the panelists.
We'll start with you, Mr. Zumbo. Looking at this period. What is the latest on the foreign currency blitz by the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, Finance Intelligence Unit, and the police when it comes to ensuring that schools are assisting people so that they pay in all the available currencies in Zimbabwe? Are schools complying?
It's good to hear you talk about the current situation in our schools. You know, our position is very clear. First and foremost, we're actually happy that learners are back to school, our pupils are back to school, our teachers are back to school, and we have observed from our teachers just this day that there was a smooth start. Now, back to your issue of current. We have made it clear as a ministry and our position is that all schools should accept this as a form of payment. And from our routine checks that we've done today, we have realized that the number of schools has actually embraced this. And of course, we could be having challenges here and there. In some schools that we have taken note of, and we have a list of those schools, and we are still compiling a list to find out if there are any schools that are defying the payment using the ZIG. But for us, it's a good start, actually.
Thank you, Mr. Zumbo. Dr. Zhou, what are some of the challenges that teachers are facing as schools are opening? And if you have a reaction to Mr. Zumbo as well on the state of affairs on what's happening on the ground.
I think, to be truthful, the Minister of Education has lost touch with what is happening in schools. The majority of the schools are demanding US dollars. I challenge him to come to Masvingo, and I take him to all the schools in Masvingo that are demanding US dollars, not only in Masvingo, but throughout the country. So the challenge is that they talk from their offices, and they are not well aware of what is happening in schools. Several students have even been turned home today because they have not paid in US dollars. There are also a few teachers that have not managed to go because they have not paid fees for their own students. They want to pay in the fees that they are getting, and schools are receiving the fees that teachers are getting. So I think we need to mellow down to a more constructive approach where the ministry is well briefed of what is happening by the districts, by the provinces. But we seem to be lying to the nation that the ministry is putting policies when the policies are just ignored by all the schools, and the ministry has lost touch.
Thank you, Dr. Zhou. Vazumbo, munganda woku opindura za taura na Dr. Zhou.
There are certain schools that are defying our authorities, that are defying government, but the position is clear, and we are turning out investments. For all information, Tawaka and the world. We have been through this what is called the public debt. But each and every day, all the people do this thing. I'm sure Dr. Zhou is quite aware of those. Because we've actually published them, we've publicized them to make sure that our stakeholders know and that they can also put their concerns to those public defenders. Now, from what we see, the public defenders, which is Dr. Zhou was. And one of those officers, we have a list of those schools that we know they decide what we are our directive. And we are not sitting on our laurels because
Thank you, Mr. Sumbo. Unfortunately, your line is breaking. We'll try and call you again and see if that improves. Dr. Zhou, you can come on board. Mr. Sumbo is saying, as a ministry, they move around in all the provinces to see what's happening. And yes, here and there, there are people who are not following policy. What's your take?
I think they are just simply doing public relations. They must simply call unions and teachers who can tell them the school. They can even come to school. If you come to Masimbo, for example, I can start with government schools, Victoria Junior, then also move to Gokomere, all these other boarding schools. They are charging $1 million. And then must every school. So we don't want public relations. That gives the impression that things are well. When things are not well, we want them to include us and we need them to. We are also parents in some of these schools. We'll give them the payments that was made because we've been denied the right to pay in fish. All of the parents of teachers, we have teachers that have been struggling to pay today and they were denied to pay in fish. So the challenge with officials is that they want to give an impression that they are in control when they've lost control. The reality of the situation is that we have even some people from the ministry, district, the province, that are also greased, their hands are greased by some of these schools, and schools are demanding U.S. dollars.
Thank you, Dr. Zhou. Unfortunately, Mr. Sumbo has dropped. We are still trying to call him. His line was bad. We couldn't hear him clearly. But there are some who are complaining, Dr. Zhou, that have teachers not taken it too far? Are they not becoming greedy when it comes to issues around the extra lessons, where we hear that vamwe vadzidzisi vava kukoshesa ma extra lessons vasingadzidzise pa nguva yechikoro? Izvi munoti kudiwo nezvazvo, Dr. Zhou?
Tinoti kupenga kwevanhu vasingatarisi kuti dambudziko riri papi. Varayiridzi, vabereki, vane vanavo vanofanira kuti vaende kuchikoro, mari dzavari kutambira hadzisi kukwana kuti vabhadhare kumaschool fees evana vavo even pachikoro pavari kudzidzisa. So tikatoona varayiridzi vanoita maextra lesson avo vari kutodzingirisawo kuti kuavangawana chokudya kumba. So ngatitarisei dambudziko tiri pati, ngatipei varayiridzi mari dzinokwana, the basic salary 540, housing allowance 300, transport allowance 150, and the other zvimwe zvavari entitled to it nebasa ravo. Tikapedza ipapo zvinhu zvese zvamunoona zvinopera. Akuti ticha ayaura ari kutokanga waya nhamo yakatekeshera sorunyemba. Saka unenge avo kuona kuti ndoita sei hurumende zvaisingabhadhari mari yokuti vana vangu vaende chikoro.
Tinotenda vaZumbo vadzoka. We hope kuti line ravo rava kunzvika zviri nani. VaZumbo, tambobvunza zvekare Dr. Zhou tichiti tiri kunzwa kuti vamwe vadzidzisi vava kukoshesa maextra lessons kupfuura malessons pachikoro. Tikabvunza kuti havasi vava kuzvinyanya here, Dr. Zhou? Vakati ivo aiwa, inyaya yekuti chakofanira kunge kuchitarisa kuti chii chakonzeresa vachiti vadzidzisi havasi kuwana mari dzakakwana. Uyezve vazopindura zvamasiya mataura vakati pane dambudziko rokuti zvakawandisa zvikoro zviri kuchaja nemaus dollars, vachiti chingabatsira kuti ministry inge ichitaurawo nemaunion, ichitaura nemaprovince. Munotiwo kudi nazvo, vaZumbo?
Zvakanaka tsauka ndadzoka. Kutanga ndechekuti ministry haimbodi zvemaextra lessons, ndechokutanga. hapana patakambobvumira zvema extra lesson nekuti akini ma extra lesson zvinoreva kuti mubereki anofanira kubhadhara ticha haisi responsibility ya ticha yemubereki nekuti abhadhare ticha ticha anofanira kubhadharwa neanofanira kumubhadhara vazvoo vananyatoziva sezvezvenyuniti kuti kana vachinda kuti vawane muhoro uri nani sevarayiridzi vanofanira kuita sei vaziva mafoa vanofanira kuvatenda ava vanofanira kuenda kuti vaite zvichemo zvavo pamusoro pemihoro yematicha isiwo tingatofara kuwana maticha akafara achiwana mari yakakodzera asi gatisingadi ndeekuti maticha aite maextra lesson muzvikoro ukatarisa tavoka takanyatsojekesa patakavhara kuti hakuna chinonzi maholidi lesson yanga iri nyaya yekuti tataona kuti mubereki iko zvino asvika pakutambura akufoka auti nani yekuti abhadhare mwana pepenguva yekudzidza kwake patem paholiday ze titaruti ndoda mari emaextra lesson saka vatati setinohazi redzidzo izvozvo haziiti saka naizvozvo izvozvo hatisi takazvibvumira hongu tingana tinoda chose vazvoo vanozviziva kuti our doors are open kana vachida kuwira kuitiri vanowira pavanoda kana vachine zvitemo zvavanofanira kutaura nesu vanongosunukuwa kuuya vataure nesu asi kana zvaazvitemo zvemari zvaazvitemo zvemari vazvoo vanonyatsoziva is an educatoric is a teacher by profession vanoziva munhu anofanira kunge achivabhadhara vanoziva nematanho avanofanira kutora asi ndinofara kuti hurumende ine zvairi kugadzira zvinorangana nematicha kuti vange vachiwana muhoro wakakwana.
Tinotenda vazumbo. Unfortunately nguva yedu ndo yati mhanyei. Vazhou, mungaitawo mashoko amungada kusiya, maybe just a minute.
Tinongotaura kuti kana tichida kuti nyika yedu inake yezimbabwe tinofanira kutaura nachokwadi uyezve tigadzirisa mari dzinotambirwa navarayiridzi kwete kungopromisa kuti zvichanaka tichigadzira futi zvemapolicies kuti atinenge taita mapolisi aapply emuhurumende nguva dzinonetsa ndezvokuti zvatinotaura nezvinoitika muzvikoro zvinenge zvakasiyana sipadzamomuriwo.
Tinotenda. Vazumbo, mashoko enyu ekupedzisira tichipendera chirongwa.
Zvakanaka tavoka, ndinoda kutendai nokutenda vazvoo neruzhinji rwezimbabwe nokutana nebazi redzidzo. Takurukura nyaya yedzidzo, tinoramba tichingokurudzira varayidzi vedu vatungamiri vezvikoro kunyange navazvoo nemayuniti mamwe akasiyana siyana. Kana paine vachinoramba zvidhi mahofisi edu akasununguka kuti vauye nelisi iyeyo iko zvino titori lisi rokombaina lisi mangwana chiri kuendera mberi zvezimbabwe ngarindibate vakuramba mazidhi ipambere mberi tiika.
Tinotenda nemashoko enyu vazumbo. Unfortunately we are out of time. Let me take this opportunity to thank the two gentlemen who came on the program. Let me take this opportunity to thank Mr. Zumbo from the Ministry of Education and also Dr. Zhou from the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, PTUZ. Let me also thank all for coming on the show. Tichikutenda imese mangamuchi tevera chirongwa chedu chanasi. Siyabonga kakhulu kuti liqhubekela mbili lixhasa uhlelo lwethu olwe live talk olwabatsha okuluhlelo esiliphalona ngolwesibili amaviki wonke. Sahlangana njalo ngeviki ezayo. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.